Well, we want to welcome you back once again to another spectacular episode of the Music and Ministry Podcast. As usual, I am your host, Stephen Reed, and happy that you're with us. You know, this is getting into like our 40th episode here. It's been good getting to know you. And if you haven't done it already, you should, you know, take a visit to our website at musicandministry.co, where you can see all these other articles and really this archive of information that we've been able to put out. And we've got several videos on YouTube and other things that you can check out. And as always, if you have any questions or have some topic you'd like us to discuss, just send us an email at musicandministryconference@gmail.com. Today, I wanted to talk about an experience that I had a couple weeks ago when I was talking with one of my relatives, actually, about our album. And my wife and I, my name's Steve, her name's Sean, and together we're Steve and Sean, and we have worship music that we write, and we just put out an album about a month and a half ago. And this relative was telling me how much they enjoyed our album, and then they said, you know, that Crimson Stain song, what's that song even about? In that moment, I realized how much of that song is filled with references to Scripture, which, if you know the word pretty well, you would be like, oh, very clever, I get what you were doing right there. But if you don't know those scriptures, then they really seem out of place or just don't even make sense at all because you don't know what it's talking about. And that, I think, in general, is a larger issue within the body of Christ of the songs that we're choosing, the songs that we're writing for worship, is can people understand what we're talking about? Because if they can't understand, it's going to be very difficult for them to truly worship with them as a tool, because how can these words be communicating their heart when they don't even really necessarily know what they mean? Now, some songs have just an anointing on them, which I would say that for whatever reason, God is saying, yes, this is what I want you to be saying. Or when people sing, there's anointing on them. And so they're singing the song. They can get a sense of the presence of the Lord. But for them personally, because they don't understand what the words mean, they're not able to enter in and not able to fully express themselves. And it would be like going to a foreign country and singing in Spanish, singing in Russian, singing in some language that maybe you don't understand. You can kind of get a spiritual sense of what's going on in the room, but you would basically just be singing somewhat gibberish. And for us as writers and for us as leaders, that's not what we're looking for. We want them to be able to fully grab those words with all of their heart and sing them so that way they can express their heart to the Lord. Which really brings up an interesting dilemma, because we want to have these songs that have this richness and this fullness because we want them to have meaning and for them to matter, because a lot of people are tired of singing stuff that's very simple. Or some people would call that shallow. So yes, I'm able to understand what it is that we're saying, but it doesn't mean much to me, so there's no depth. And so this issue of spiritual depth has been running throughout the church for a while now, in the sense of what are we choosing to sing? And really, even what are we choosing to preach and talk about? We really are caught in between this dynamic of not everybody knows the scriptures, and some people just got saved yesterday, and some people just don't read their Bible. So how do we reach the masses? How do we reach everybody? And there's really a few approaches. One is to then simplify, which has its advantages and disadvantages. Certainly, then everybody would be able to understand, but you don't always get very far. And it alienates the people who want something more, who are looking for something deeper, a greater expression, which is somewhat our job as songwriters, is to help people say what they don't know how to say on their own. It's like buying a greeting card. You know, you can fold a piece of paper and write something on it, but you're looking for that, I want the perfect picture and I want the perfect words. And that's why you spend the $5.49 or the $7.40 whatever Canadian. It's because you need that help. And that's really our job as writers. And so we want to help people express themselves. But if we go too far on the other side where it's so rich, it references so much that you have to be an insider. You really have to know those particular scriptures. Well, then we alienate a whole nother side of the church who just doesn't understand. So from a songwriting standpoint, I always encourage people to try to make the song make sense to as many people as you can. And sometimes that's simply done by writing lines that explain what you're talking about. But also sometimes you lose the artsiness of it. It's not as cool anymore because it's so plain. Which there's really no answer for. Bottom line is you're just going to have to listen to the Lord and whatever he says. And if it seems good to him and to you, then that's the song. And so the other part of that is then our job as leaders to lead the song. And I would tell you, don't trust a song to do what leadership was designed to do. You know, a great song can lead people into worship for the most part, but almost every song needs a leader. And that's where you come in. And that's why just singing to tracks or singing to a recording has limitations, because that person isn't necessarily able to lead your people. You know those people. You know where they're from, what they like, what their hangups are. You know, a Midwestern farmer has not as much in common as somebody who lives in a city on the coast. And so you're able to adapt and to bring revelation or just a few moments of insight to say, hey, this is what this means. And so that's our job as a leader, is to take what does the song mean and is there a way I can help translate that so that way you understand. And certainly that can be done in the service where you just say, hey, come on, this is what this word means. Or, hey, you know, this phrase is maybe a little controversial right now, but think about it this way. You can also do things like put stuff in your bulletin, definitions to term, histories of songs. Maybe in your pre-service loop, you could have some of that information just to help people know, hey, this song is referencing this scripture and that's why we're singing this. Man, that really can open up a lot of hearts to be able to express fully to the Lord. Well, I hope that is inspiring as you are going and writing songs, and certainly as you're selecting songs, just looking for how can I make this connect to the broadest group of people. Well, thanks again for joining us this week, and hope that you join us again next week as we'll dive into the next topics that we have. Well, until then, have a fantastic week, and God bless.